reading over the official community plan, and in that plan, that it seems like council's objective is really to encourage business downtown, encourage commercial growth downtown, and last night it didn't really seem that was what they were trying to do. Is I heard a lot of fears around what potentially could happen with a cannabis store, and you know, just really disappointed with what happened, without really any evidence to support, you know, evidence to support what those fears were, you know, and additionally, that we were more than willing to work with any of the concerns that came up, you know, that we're willing to work with law enforcement. But our stores are really nice, and we're not encouraging anyone with social problems to frequent our stores, where we can refuse customers, you know, that cannabis is now a legal retail store, and we're willing to come invest money in Williams Lake, create jobs. And, you know, another point, I didn't really get a chance to expand on this at the meeting, but Ian Lang's a very successful real estate developer, and part of his, you know, as he expands into cannabis, one of the things he was looking at doing when he eyed up the communities he was looking to go into with cannabis is also seek out real estate opportunities. And, you know, it's very unfortunate that, you know, now Williams Lake essentially is saying no to new business, no to new people coming into town. So very disappointed.
And of the cannabis stores that you guys own are already operational, how many are there?
So Ian doesn't have any operational right now in BC. BC was a bit behind in their legislation, so I think a lot of places are struggling with getting their stores open, just because it was, the legislation just took a bit longer than some of the other provinces to get through. So it left the municipality scrambling to catch up. And that's not on the cities and towns. They did their best to get this through in a timely fashion. I think it was more the province not getting their piece done in time. So unfortunately, we don't have any operational. We have stores under construction right now in Trail and in Souk on the island.
Okay, and was there parking concerns with those two?
No. No, and I mean parking, the parking concerns that came up last night, and I've traveled across Western Canada with cannabis applications, and I'm very involved in planning and development. I mean, parking concerns are come up everywhere you go, in every downtown, every core. So that's an existing problem that has to be managed by Guy Council, and saying no to new business because of parking concerns and traffic concerns in your downtown core is not a precedent you want to set. That's just telling businesses, we don't want you to invest in our downtown, which is completely opposite to the official community plan that Williams Lake has. They speak about encouraging business growth in the downtown. But last night, saying no to a new business because of parking and traffic concerns is not resonating with their official community plan.
And then, of course, the location, a close proximity to the Salvation Army, do you think that's still an okay location?
You know, I do, and I'm very aware of different areas that might be perceived as problems. And unfortunately, with cannabis retail stores, we're already set to such a high standard on where we can locate. We have setbacks already in place on schools, on daycares, on other areas in certain towns where sometimes parks, sometimes recreational areas. So then if you start factoring in every single potential sensitive use, you sterilize the entire city, and then where are we going to locate? In the outskirts or on some area that isn't frequented by anyone? So there has to be a balance between, yes, we're aware of the sensitive areas, but there has to be a balance in actually allowing us to operate somewhere that people are going to frequent. So we're proposing to operate in the downtown core, and the downtown isn't big, so regardless of where a store locates, it's going to be in close proximity to the Salvation Army again, right? And is there a major difference for a store that's a block away or the other store that's, you know, four blocks away, or, you know, I don't know exactly, but I know it's an eight-minute walk, right? So we're definitely sensitive about, but that's where, as operators, experienced operators, we're aware of that problem, and we're going to do whatever we can to make sure it's not a problem, but a potential problem, but wherever we can to make sure it doesn't become a problem, right? That's where we were showing our commitment last night that, yes, we're aware of this, but we're willing to work with the community. We're willing to work with anyone else we can to make sure that doesn't become a problem. Is a new operator coming into town, are they going to make that commitment? They spoke of a legal operator. Were they aware of that problem? Were they willing to work with the community? Obviously not. They're operating illegally. So who's going to be the new operators that want to come into downtown? Are they going to be open and willing to work with the community like we were? I don't know.
And just, of course, now with everything that's happened following council, are you guys going to perhaps look at a new application to operate in Williams Lake, a new potential location at this time?
I don't think so. I mean, I think unless council approaches us with some options on our current location, I think the message they sent to us was they're closed for business on that development in the downtown. So, you know, I don't think so. I don't think we'll be looking around. You know, it's already very competitive in the way it's structured. It may be impossible for us to find a new location, but definitely with what went down last night, I think, you know, we might be looking in other areas that are more open for our business and for us to spend money in their community and create jobs.
And then those two locations that are under construction right now, are they in downtown as well?
Our location, yeah, both are in good locations. Our location and trail is downtown, right, downtown trail. Location in Souk is close. So, yeah, I mean, we try to locate in, you know, in the smaller centers, we try to locate downtown if we can, but it depends definitely on the area.
And of those two communities, how many jobs will they be bringing there?
Our stores were generally around, we have to have two people working at all times. So, you know, with staffing coverage and having a manager, we're normally in the 5 to 6 range, right, for each store, depending on the size. But, I mean, in this example, like I said earlier, Ian Lang, the owner, he was also looking in these communities as, you know, as he entered in the community with cannabis business. He also was looking, once he got into the community, are there other opportunities for him as a real estate developer? You know, are there opportunities for him to build affordable housing? Is that something feasible in the community? Is the city open to him coming in and building affordable housing? Is that an objective here for Williams Lake? So, I mean, there was also that opportunity of spin off, you know, business for Ian.
So it sounds like quite a few potential opportunities lost.
Definitely.